KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
It can happen, you know, it can work like if it's sort of a larger mass, but if something's gotten in there, like maybe a kid's toy or something that's just stuck in the drain in a way that it's not going to sort of plunge in or out, you know, a toilet auger is really the only thing that's going to work. And it's like a 2-foot-long toilet snake. And what it does, it actually goes into that trap part of the toilet, which is where most of those obstructions sort of sit. Now, it's a very inexpensive tool. You could buy one at a home center for like 10 or 20 bucks. And if you do use that toilet auger, you're definitely going to clean out that entire bowl and the trap that's attached to it, because the trap is just that. It's a narrow portion where the waste has to flow up and over in order to drain out. And if you get waste that builds up in there, it's just not going to happen.
Okay. All right. So we'll try that. And if that doesn't work, you mentioned about the pipe coming out the roof.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, I would contact somebody like a plumber at this point or a drain cleaning service, because you've basically done as much as you possibly can to sort of remedy the situation, but they have other steps that they can be doing as pros.
Well, thank you so much. Hopefully the auger will solve the problem.
All right, well, good luck with that project, and thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. For many of you, making your homes a greener environment, you're probably investing in green building materials and supplies to use around the house. But how do you know what that product you're using is actually doing to be green? You know, there are some important factors that you need to be considering, so stick around.
As the weather gets
warmer, you're going to want to spend more time outside enjoying your porch or patio. The Money Pit and Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, have put together the ultimate porch and patio makeover sweepstakes. Now through June 9th, you can enter to win amazing, easy-to-use DIY products from Deich Coatings that will transform your porch, patio, or any concrete surface into an attractive surface that will last for years. It's so easy to enter. Just visit moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter daily now through June 9th. Two grand prize winners will each receive about $1,000 in Deich Coatings products, everything needed to refresh 200 square feet of concrete space. Choose a decorative surface of spread rock granite stone coating, track safe anti-slip color coat, or roller rock rollable stone coating, and also get a final coating of track safe anti-slip sealer to create a gorgeous new space in your home. 20 runner-up winners will each receive Deich Coatings' newest product, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Kit, valued at $150. Enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Good luck, everybody.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, welcome back to the Money Pit. I am Leslie Segretti. You're probably very far into a home improvement project right now, and you're stopping to sort of enjoy maybe a glass of lemonade and just listen to some good home improvement advice. You know, with spring in full swing, sunglasses become a go-to accessory for those outdoor projects. And if you're like me, your inside glasses magically become sunglasses, and boy, do they get dirty. I feel like I am always cleaning my glasses, or at least always looking through smudged lenses. But there's no reason for you to be shelling out dough for a glasses cleaner. All you need to do is pour a small amount of rubbing alcohol into a 1-ounce bottle, fill it with water, add 4 drops of liquid detergent, and simply shake it, and you are good to go. Now, I will use my T-shirt with this fluid to sort of clean my glasses. I know it's bad.
Optometrists everywhere going, no. Or they might be going, yeah, you'll be buying more lenses.
More glasses. But, I mean, definitely, this is a great way. You should, of course, be using those microfiber fabrics and things that aren't going to scratch your lenses. But we're outside. We're working on projects. I just need to clean my glasses, Jim. Don't give me a hard time.
I feel you.
But definitely this is a great little product that you can build out of stuff you've already got in your home to clean your glasses so you can get right back to those projects. And don't forget, guys, enter our porch and patio makeover sweepstakes now through June 9th. We are giving away $5,000 in Deich Coatings product. You can learn more and you can enter daily at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. We've got 2 grand prize winners, but we've also got 20 runner-ups who are each going to receive about $150 worth of product. It's the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Kit. That's for the runner-ups.
Cool.
So definitely a great place to get some awesome prizes. Enter every day. Enter as much as you want at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Jim, who's on the line?
Leslie, let's have a chat with Carl right now, who's calling in from Michigan with a question about air conditioning. What's going on, Carl?
Notice my HVAC guy, he just told me they're changing the refrigerant to another gas, and he said it's slightly flammable. He is not real happy about this, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but he said he just don't think it's a real good idea, and he said he might have to get new tools, and I read a little bit about it on the internet, but they pretty much said the same thing, and I don't know why. I think it's all government stuff. So do you know, you are aware, or do you know anything about this stuff?
Yeah, well, actually, that standard kind of changed in January of 2023, so it's been out for a little bit, and it's called the R454B, and that's basically the new refrigerant that's replaced Freon. It's much more environmentally friendly, and I haven't really heard any reports of dangers, although I'm sure there's a lot of HVAC guys out there that, you know, have to change tools, they don't like it, they don't want to change their practices, and so it's kind of like a sorry, not sorry. They're coming up with stories to maybe make it so that it's not the best thing leading towards change, but they have studied this product a lot, and I'll tell you, it's very hard because it's very difficult to find Freon today if you have an older system and it needs a repair. So if you're still on that old coolant, it's going to be hard to get those repairs done. So more people are going to be opting to not repair but replace those HVAC systems and, you know, have that new Freon to go away with it and go with something with the new R454 version. So, I mean, it's still a very effective coolant. It's just more environmentally friendly.
They're just trying to get them educated on all this stuff, and that's what he told me. And then I just wonder, too, I got a Carrier air conditioner. It's going to be 13 years old in June. I just wonder if I should replace it or try. Somebody told me it should get 20 years out of it. Do you think?
I don't know. 20 years on a window unit? I don't know that I've ever known anybody to go more than like 8 to 10 years with a window unit without replacing it or giving it to somebody or just abandoning it on the side of the road.
Which we opt not to do. Our legal team is instructed to tell you that you do not do that.
Correct. Thank you, legal side, Jim. But truly, I mean, I feel like people just abandon window unit air conditioners, so there's always something newer and better. But, I mean, I think if you're going for a new window unit, you're going to look for something that's more environmentally friendly, one that has a compliant refrigerant, lots of different things out there. So you've got a lot of choices. I mean, you can continue with the system that you have until they're not able to replace the coolant, but let's hope that doesn't happen on the hottest day of the year, and then you're undergoing a major repair. Thanks so much for calling. Well, green home improvement options seem to be multiplying lately, and it isn't always clear how much you're helping the planet or yourself with the choices that you're making. Now, you see the signs all over the stores kind of presenting you with the options that are meant to make you feel good about the choices you are making. Organic, healthy, these are words that you see, and they're finding their way into every corner of the supermarket. And building products and fixtures are having the same sort of movement here, and they can be easily greenwashed with their true value hidden behind big prices and even bigger claims. Now, if you're planning to purchase a home improvement related product and you want to ensure that it's environmentally friendly, there are a few things that you should be looking at beyond advertising claims to determine if that product is truly green. You want to start by considering the basics, and these are the raw materials that go into that product and where they come from. You've got to remember that anything that has to be transported a very long way brings other precious resources into that discussion. So anything that's being imported from overseas, you're looking at fuel surcharges and other things that affect the environment. Then you want to look at the adhesives, the coatings, the finishes that are used to make that product, and whether or not those finishes or any part of that manufacturing process leads to the release of harmful substances. Next, think about the product packaging and the likelihood that it will release VOCs, those are the volatile organic compounds, into your home environment during and after the installation. I swear that bed that I just put in my son's room, I took it out of the packaging a week before I put it together. I let it sit. I had the windows open, and I swear it still smells odd. So who knows what the heck is being used in the process of ordering these pieces of furniture? You also want to think about what happens to that product when there's no longer use for it. And that's a factor in determining the greenness as well, because just as there are benefits to selecting a product made from sustainable ingredients, you need to know that those ingredients can be recycled or reclaimed or repurposed when that product's time is over with you. All right, well, hopefully that helps you on your way to a green environmental project in your home.
Okay, Leslie, let's go to Pennsylvania. We've got Macy on the line who would like some advice for starting a bathroom remodel. How can we help you out today, Macy?
Trying to do a bathroom remodel and would like to see who you recommend in the Grayson County area. Should I use a construction company or a remodeling business?
All right. Well, Macy, if you're going to be remodeling a bathroom, there's one thing that you want to look for in a contractor, and that's experience. I mean, you take that room out of commission, and especially if it goes on longer than you're expecting that bathroom to be out of use, things are going to go south super quickly, and you either have to become, like, very good friends with your neighbors or, like, happen to have, like, a gas station or a sandwich place nearby that's not going to mind you going in there.
A big bucket.
gross. So it's really going to get inconvenient. So you want to look for a construction company or a remodeling company, that pro that really is experienced in remodeling bathrooms. They're hard spaces to work in because generally they can be small and they've got to be done efficiently. So what I would do first is figure out what is in my project. You know, am I using tile? Am I replacing all the fixtures? You know, all of the things that you want, and kind of pick out everything so you have this library of stuff that you want to use. The tile, the shower heads, the faucets, the sinks, the toilet, everything else. And then kind of figure out what you want and kind of commit to it. And then when you call in the remodeling company or those contractors, you can say, these are the things I want. This tub, this shower head, this shower surround, whatever the things are that's going into your project. This way they know, okay, I'm going to bid on X, Y, and Z. So you get that bid from contractor one. Contractor two says, okay, you want X, Y, and Z. They're all bidding on the same thing. They're all giving you comparable bids because one person's not like, well, I like this toilet, whereas the other person's like, well, I'm going to use this one. You want to make sure everybody's bidding on the exact same thing so you truly can compare what those are. And then don't forget, ask for references. Call the people up, shoot them an email, whatever it is that you want to communicate, whatever method, find out how did the project go. Was it messy? Was it finished on time? Do you like how it looked? Does everything work okay? All of that stuff. And then you can make an educated choice. Do that homework. And remember, the most expensive person might not always be the best. The cheapest guy might not be the worst. It's just you got to take a look at all of the things, but those references are going to be key to helping you get it over and really decide what's up. All right, good luck with that. I'm so envious. Having one bathroom, all I dream about is having a new bathroom. And I just don't see how I can make it work with four boys in the house all the time.
Ugh.
Yeah, and they're pretty gross. So good luck with your bathroom. All right, thanks so much for joining us this hour. When we come back, Angie Hicks from Angie.com will be here to help us transform our homes from winter to spring with some fresh maintenance and tidying tips. That's coming up next.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
That's 800-709-4393.
A new poll commissioned by National Taxpayers Union, or NTU, affirms that voters, especially Republicans and swing district constituents, are worried about the impact of rising taxes. Pete Sepp is NTU's president.
Americans are deeply concerned about the economy, and higher taxes on businesses and families will only make the economy worse. In our new polling, 4 in 5 say that higher taxes next year would make essentials like groceries harder to afford. What's more, 9 in 10 of the Republicans in our poll want Congress to quickly extend the Trump tax cuts. These voters are counting on lawmakers to act. Letting the current tax cuts expire would devastate families, killing millions of jobs. We polled voters in key battleground districts and found that a strong majority want these tax cuts extended.
Learn more at ntu.org.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Money Pit is presented
presented by RoofMax, America's most trusted roofer. RoofMax has saved nearly 80,000 homeowners from the mess, hassles, and high cost of a roof replacement. With a 4.9 rating and over 15,000 reviews, don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax.com.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, joining us this hour, we have a great friend of the Money Pit, Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And Angie is filled with tons of great ideas about smart spring maintenance tips for all of us homeowners out there that will help you avoid those midsummer HVAC meltdowns and help you catch the small issues before they become big problems. So, Angie, welcome to the Money Pit.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be back, Leslie.
We're so happy for you to join us. I know this is sort of like the big rush to clean up and freshen up and get your house sort of in tip-top shape for the summer season ahead, and it's really just so we can enjoy our money pits more. But what is like the number one thing that we should be doing so that we find ourselves in great shape for the summertime?
Well, the first thing I would tackle is having your air conditioner tuned up. Our heating and cooling systems are the largest user of energy in our house, so getting that in good condition so it's running efficiently is going to save you money every month and also should hopefully keep your air conditioner from going kaput in the middle of the heat wave this summer.
Yeah, and then that's, of course, the hardest time to get a contractor in to actually make any repairs. And then, you know, when you're super hot and miserable, so is everyone else.
Right.
Now, I feel like spring is always the time that we start making sure things are getting cleaned up and clearing out the debris. What can we kind of do to make sure that we're going to be in a good position come like landscaping time?
I start with the roof. Check the roof. Look for loose shingles, anything that looks out askew, because you want to be ready, you know, as the spring storms and the summer storms come through. You want to be ready for that. Get those fixed if you need to. If you haven't cleaned your gutters recently, that's another good item to stick on the spring to-do list because we really want that water rolling away from our house. We don't want it pooling around the foundation because it can lead to basement flooding, things like that. That way you can get your gutters and your downspouts in place before you start doing mulch. Get those in good condition. And then I look to the grass from there.
What is the rule of thumb with mulch? I always feel like you don't want to put it on too early. I use Mother's Day kind of as like the markation of when I can plant and mulch and things like that.
So I always want to mulch in April, but then I'm like, I forget how much debris it created with spring trees.
Yeah.
And then by Mother's Day, you're like, ooh, my flower beds aren't as pretty as they were a couple weeks ago.
All right, good. What else can we be doing around the yard?
Now's the time to be fertilizing the grass, aerate the lawn, and then get the mower tuned up so that you're ready to make it through the summer mowing on a regular basis.
All right, I love that. Now, I always do a big clean out inside as well. I find this is the time I kind of go through the closets and go through any clothing that we're not wearing anymore as a family, make donations. But what are some of the more heavy lift cleaning things we should be doing inside? And please say I only have to do them once a year.
Well, the things that I stick on the list for spring that maybe you're not thinking about are cleaning appliances. So your washing machine, your dryer, your refrigerator. That's good to run a cycle of your washing machine with a little vinegar instead of detergent. That's going to help to get rid of that mildewy smell you sometimes get in your washing machine over time. And then on your dryer, you want to have that dryer vent cleaned, and because that's going to make it run more efficiently so you're not running two cycles to dry that load of towels, and it'll also reduce your fire hazard. And then on the refrigerator, it just can be a dust collector. So pull the refrigerator out, sweep behind it, make sure the vents are clear on the refrigerator, especially if you have pets. That could be a great trap for pet hair.
Oh, I never thought about the pet hair going back there.
The pet hair, that's where it hides.
Oh, well, that's amazing. So, I mean, you're always full of such great advice. Explain to folks what Angie is. I mean, we've known you to just be such a tremendous helper of homeowners everywhere, but for folks who aren't familiar, how can they best take advantage of what Angie has to offer?
Sure. Angie, we've been around for 30 years. You might also remember us as Angie's List. And so we can help you find top-rated contractors in your area if you're hiring for some of these projects. If you go to Angie.com, you can also find our full spring checklist as well as our cost guides, which can help you with budgeting, which I think is really important because I think sometimes people can feel overwhelmed, right? You're like, I've got so much to do. Even your spring checklist, don't try to do your whole spring checklist in one weekend. You know, do a couple of hours here, a couple of hours there. But planning and budgeting so that you're not surprised, I think is super important, and those cost guides can come in handy for that.
And what about these pros that you're referring? We trust them, we're vetting people, because that's always, you know, so tricky. You want to make sure you're finding the right person.
That's right. So we collect reviews on the pros from homeowners who have actually used them, so you can see what their rating is. You know, we ask them to affirm their licensure, and, you know, just making sure that they are experienced in what you need to have done. You know, 500 different tasks. So it's really anything you can dream up around the house, we probably have a pro on Angie that can help you.
And you can read all their reviews so you know exactly what you're getting into.
Exactly.
I love it. Angie, you're always so helpful to us, and Angie.com is so helpful to everyone. So thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. You can check out Angie at Angie.com and find a pro to help you get all of your projects done.
Thank you. It was good to catch up.
Angie Hicks, it is always so great when you are able to sit in here at the Money Pit. Thank you so much for joining us and teaching us a few things. Coming up, is your child's room space challenged? Well, I just did this for my son, who grew 7 inches and is almost off to college. Yikes.
Wow.
When did all of this happen? We've got some tips, though, to help you design a room that can change with your kids next. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. So much to tackle around your Money Pit each and every weekend. You're probably tackling those projects in between the kids' sporting events and everything. Well, what projects are you guys working on to round out that spring to-do list this weekend? Whatever they are, let's plan them out together. You know, sometimes a fresh perspective gets you to that finish line, so give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT so we can help. Jim, let's get to the phones.
We've got Greg with a flooring quandary. Let's see if we can help him out. Greg, what's happening?
I'm trying to cover 6,000 square feet of concrete flooring with an epoxy coating. I'm not sure which way to go with that.
Yeah, Greg, I mean, that is a fairly straightforward process. When you want to put an epoxy coat in on a concrete floor, that's a perfect application for it. It does a great job of sealing it and protecting it and giving you a good-looking, attractive surface. Now, first, Greg, I would say if you have any areas of, you know, that need repair or aren't level, you want to make sure that you level out those areas. There are sort of floor leveling compounds that you can find at your home center that many of them are even self-leveling. So as you fill in these areas of unevenness, they will level out. If there are cracks, you want to fill them. So you want to kind of get that concrete in great shape before you put these epoxy coatings on top. And there's a lot of different brands out there. Rust-Oleum has a great one. Behr has a great one. Kind of, you know, where are you? What are you near? What do you feel comfortable purchasing? Most of them are a few steps. You know, we partner with Deich Coatings often. They have a great product called Die Hard 100, and that's a great concrete sort of epoxy product that goes on in a few steps. Some of them do have those color flakes that you kind of put in that finishes out the surface, and then a top coat goes on that to give you an anti-slip finish. So I would definitely recommend heading over to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Heading to your local home center, seeing what you feel comfortable with the process. That's really going to be the most important thing. And then I think the other important thing is not painting yourself into a corner.
Done it.
I say that laughingly, but it happens. It happens to all of us. But there are just a few steps. You have to make sure everything cures properly, and that will give you a great surface that will last for years to come. So I hope that helps you out, Greg. Well, is your child's room smaller than you'd like? If you're tired of tripping over toys and sporting gear and dirty laundry, or is that clean laundry? Who knows? You've lost count. But we've got some easy decor tips here that can help you design a room that can change as fast as your kids do. First of all, you always want to plan spaces that can grow with your child. And that includes everything from choosing a color palette that can serve as a long-term backdrop for their ever-changing tastes and interests, and buying better furniture pieces that can stand up to these changes. Next, you want to think about smart storage. You know, storage has perhaps the biggest impact on the design of a kid's space, as it not only gives you the room you need to hide all their stuff, but it also frees up floor space for activity zones in the room design. That storage, though, needs to be flexible for their changing needs. Now, a closet is always a great spot to find some storage if that closet is organized. You can refit or expand that closet with some smart organizers, bi-level clothing rods, some drawers. Even a tiny closet can be adapted to get some more storage. You just kind of have to figure out the right solution for the space. And finally, you want to be on the lookout for opportunities to create two-for-one solutions. Like, think a window seat. It's a great place to sit, but you could build it into storage, you know, a top that opens, and you can put some stuff inside. So you have to kind of think of these projects or these areas that can work double duty. If you want some more tips, you can check out our post, Create a Kid's Room That Will Grow With Your Child, on MoneyPit.com. Jim, let's get to the next caller.
Heading out to Kansas now, we've got Brenda on the line with the Money Pit. What's going on at your house, Brenda?
Hi. Well, it's going to fall in.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Well, we have the house was built in about 1908, and the basement walls were poured concrete, and they're starting to crumble. I mean, significantly, like, you know, 2 to 4 inches in some spots. The problem is we can't lift the house because it's made of like Haydite blocks that were like with decorative front on them. So the whole thing's block, and we can't, I mean, it's just way too heavy to lift. So I'm trying to figure out how to repair the walls or replace them or add structural something to them. I don't know.
All right, so this really isn't something that you can figure out. You don't have the experience, and quite frankly, nor do 90% of the contractors that you'd be calling to ask this question. If you've got walls that are in bad shape, you really need to go to a structural engineer, and that's really critical for a bunch of reasons. First of all, that structural engineer is going to know exactly what kind of repair to prescribe for what's going on at your house, okay? Or they're going to make a report and they're going to have details, you know, words, drawings, what this repair has got to look like. And once you have that specification, that true fix to what's going on at your own home, then you can go and talk to the contractors who will execute that plan that that structural engineer has sort of created for you. But most importantly, when you are dealing with a structural issue like this, you also need that structural engineer to come back after the repair is done and say, yep, that was done correctly. We have no more cause for concern, because at some point, sell your house. And that engineering report and the inspections that follow that repair are going to sort of give you a pedigree of everything that's going on with the home. You know, we've seen these repairs done badly before, and we've seen them done really well. And it's usually because people try to skip that step of working with that structural engineer. It really is important that you have that design professional when you have walls that are sagging a couple of inches, like the way you describe it, because it truly is beyond the scope of what any contractor should be trusted to design themselves, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, you are so welcome. Good luck with that project. It's going to be a big one. Thanks so much again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coming up, learn the one thing you should do after you buy a house, but before you move anything in. Find out what that is in just a bit right here on The Money Pit.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is 2K Video, color night vision, flexible installation with the weatherproof magnetic base, smart AI detection to differentiate between people, cars, and animals, and get this, it's wireless and has a battery life of up to 300 days, and you can control the C425 with the easy-to-use Tapo app. Home security has never been easier or more convenient. Check out the Tapo line of products, that's T-A-P-O, at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I am Leslie Segretti. We are into May, and there are a lot of projects to do before we can have that official kickoff to summer, Memorial Day weekend. So shoot us a question by email and let us know what you've got planned. Jim, who's in our email lineup this hour?
Up first, we've got Greg, who wrote into the Money Pit. His question is regarding wood decking boards, Leslie. Greg asks, bark side up or bark side down?
Well, it's interesting because you're like, but these decking boards don't have any bark on them. But they kind of did at one point. So even though that outer layer of the tree, if you imagine that you're slicing the tree trunk into these boards, there is a bark side on the right and a bark side on the left if you're looking at it. But you also have to think that the boards sort of cut from that end towards the center. That would still be bark on the outside on the right side, and those would still be bark on the outside on the left side, even though you're kind of coming in. So you have to imagine if you're looking at a deck board, say like a 2x6, and you're looking at the end of it where you can kind of see the rings of the tree, you know, if you look at the end of the board, you want those rings to kind of be arced up. Like a rainbow. That's kind of a good way to think about it. You don't want it to be upside down. You want that arc up. That means that's the outside of the tree, like the rainbow. So you put that side up. And the reason is because all of these boards are eventually going to cup as they dry out, and you want them to cup inward, not outward. Because if you put it upside down, that board is going to lift up and then you can catch your foot and you can trip and it's going to get ugly and messy. So if you put the bark side up, as that board dries out and ages, it will all do so nicely. And it really does save on the maintenance of this project because you don't want to have to restain or repaint or change the boards. This will just keep it all really nice from the beginning, and that's what you want.
Spring and summer are peak seasons for real estate sales, and if you're the owner of a home that's new, or at least new to you, it's tempting to move in now and paint later. But painting before you move in is hands down the best bet. Leslie's got the reasons why in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, listen, I get it. After months of dreaming and perhaps years of dreaming about this new home, it's finally yours and you want to just get in it and make it your own. But before you schedule those movers, you want to consider these reasons to start with a few coats of paint instead. Now, the simplest reason is that interior painting is a lot more simple when you can move freely in an empty space. But more importantly, your painting the place kind of sets the tone for it being your home and starting to reflect who you are as the new owners. Now, painting first also saves time. Your painting project is going to take a lot longer if you've got to cover and uncover furniture and move artwork and rehang artwork. It's also going to save a lot of money. If you are working with a professional contractor, they're going to finish much faster in an empty space, which can keep those dollars in your pocket. Now, painting first also simplifies interior decorating. If you're designing a space from scratch, having that fresh paint color scheme will help drive those other decisions so you kind of have this picture-perfect design result. And finally, guys, it just feels good. A fresh coat of paint makes a home seem cleaner, more welcoming, more yours. You want to use a top-quality 100% acrylic latex paint, and you will get a stain-resistant finish that will look new for years to come. All right, next week, guys, we've all heard the horror stories of deck collapses. You know, you see the videos at the beginning of every summer, the partygoers pile onto a deck, and then boom. Well, doing a checkup on your deck before that first big summer party is going to tell you if you have anything to worry about. We're going to walk you through a 5-step DIY deck checkup on the next Money Pit. Remember, guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Woo! Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I really feel like this meeting today almost like humanized how we view people in business, because you really showed us the ups and downs that you've had in your life, specifically with your confidence. Like everyone said, it really made it relatable and feel almost comforting that even people who are very, very successful really do struggle.
You know what? Save that clip, because you just said everything that I love about this program, Cheyenne. So how have you changed since middle school?
A lot. I used to be not a very good student. I had no motivation. I lacked confidence. And within the past 4 years, I gained a lot of my drive back.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ross Taylor. Leaders from four major European countries have threatened to ratchet up pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin if he does not accept an unconditional 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine. If they offered a strong show of unity with Kiev, the leaders of France, the United Kingdom, Germany, and Poland say their proposal for a ceasefire to start Monday is supported by President Trump, whom they had briefed over the phone. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and America's top trade negotiator Jamieson Greer have ended talks for the day with high-ranking Chinese officials in Switzerland. They're hoping to de-escalate a dispute that threatens to cut off trade between the world's two biggest economies. Talks resume Sunday. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says he's confident Republicans will pass the president's tax cut plan, but he expects lawmakers to try to add provisions important to them to Mr. Trump's big, beautiful bill.
I'm actually a little more worried about that, there could be some things in the bill that individual senators want that when we discover what they are, everybody says, oh, there's more log rolling, and there's going to be some of that. But I think at the end of the day, they'll get there.
Talent adds, it's time to get the job done.
He said, we're not going to allow any grandstanding. And so if you haven't staked out a claim in advance and what you want is not broadly consistent with the goals of the bill or the other imperatives in the bill, you're not going to get it. I think you're going to have to vote for it anyway.
Jim Talent made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. An earthquake this morning in Tennessee, felt in parts of Georgia and North Carolina. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey, saying the quake had a preliminary magnitude of 4.1. Air traffic controllers directing planes to Newark, New Jersey Friday lost their radar for the second time in 2 weeks. The FAA says the radar went black for 90 seconds. Country music star Johnny Rodriguez has died at the age of 73. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. Sleep would get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees. Don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Ukraine arrests two people on suspicion of spying for Hungary. Correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
The Security Service of Ukraine says the two suspects, both former members of the Ukrainian military, have been detained and faced charges of treason, which is punishable by life imprisonment. It's the first time in Ukraine's history that a Hungarian espionage operation had been discovered, the statement adds. The activities of the suspected spies were focused on the Zakarpattia region of western Ukraine, which borders Hungary and is home to a sizable Hungarian ethnic minority. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. is up to 1,000 confirmed measles cases, Texas posting one of the lowest counts of newly confirmed cases since its large outbreak began 3 months ago. Texas still accounts for the vast majority of cases in America,
with 709 confirmed as of Friday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An increasing number of American farmers are turning away from growing organic.
America's certified organic acreage fell almost 11% between 2019 and 2021. Numerous farmers who implemented sustainable practices say they have stayed away from the certification because it's costly and appears to be losing impact in the marketplace. Rules for the organic program were published in 2000, and the USDA expected plenty of growth. That was true for years, but federal statistics show the trend reversing. John Scott reporting.
A Soviet-era spacecraft has plunged to Earth more than a half century after it failed to launch to Venus. The half-ton spacecraft fell out of orbit Saturday. The European Union Space Surveillance and Tracking confirmed its uncontrolled entry, as did the Russian Space Agency. The Russians said it came in over the Indian Ocean. Some are questioning that location. It's not immediately known how much, if any, of the Cosmos 482 spacecraft survived. This is townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Huzzah!
Money pit. If your basement is a pump or your place is like a dump, live in a money pit. Money pit. Pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Centurion Tools and Deitch Coatings. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, welcome to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Can't believe it, you guys. It's May. Holy moly. This year is flying by, and there's so many projects to do, but obviously time is short. So what is on your to-do list that we can help you with and get all of those projects done? You know, coming up this hour, many people have been adopting greener ways of living at home, you know, to kind of help save money and reduce our impact on the environment. But did you ever wonder what makes a product truly green?
there are actually a lot of factors and just as many false claims of greenness. So we're going to help you sort those out just ahead. And joining us this hour is a great friend of the Money Pit, Angie Hicks, founder of Angie.com, a great resource when you're searching for the right person for your projects. She's got some great tips for spring tune-ups around your Money Pit. And also ahead, I just finished a super fun room makeover for my almost 17-year-old son, Henry. And if your child's room is space challenged like mine, we've got some tips to help you design a room that can work for them as they grow. But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you are doing the job yourself or hiring a pro, we are ready to help you get that job done right. Call us now at 888-MONEY-PIT so we can help with those projects. Jim, who's first?
Dan is in Georgia. Leslie? Dan, welcome to the Money Pit. How can we lighten your load today?
I want to tell you, I love y'all's show.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. We love having somebody who loves the show call us in.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So, why do you hate this vinyl siding? Is it the color's bad? It's faded? You're just over it? What's the situation?
My wife saw where you could change the color vinyl siding. So, I've looked at a few things. There's not really a whole lot on the internet that tells about it, and there's not a whole lot of products to choose from. So I was just wanting y'all's advice. Would you do it? If you would, what would you use? And all that stuff.
Now, painting vinyl siding, I mean, it can be done, but you're kind of opening yourself up to like a lifetime of repairs on that siding. You're going to have to paint again. You know, there are actually paints out there that are designed for vinyl, but just like any other paint, same thing goes. Got to do the good prep work, and then eventually over time you're going to have to redo it. And when it comes to the exterior of a home, that's a lot of work. Now, if you work with a major manufacturer like Sherwin-Williams or Benjamin Moore or Behr, whatever one you like, there's going to be a lot of options and colors, but it's just not going to last as long as the vinyl itself because the vinyl is the color all the way through. It's not a layer of color. It's made into that piece of vinyl when it's extruded into the siding. Now, if you go and put a layer on top of that vinyl, at some point, it's going to start to peel, it's going to look nasty, and then you have to do that whole process again. If she really doesn't like that vinyl, I would say, why not change the color of the shutters or the trim or something to kind of diffuse the look and feel of the existing vinyl siding color? I mean, it's like something in the house that you don't like, oh, I don't like the tile, but I don't want to change the tile, so you paint the wall and you change the drapes or whatever. So that kind of gives you a big difference. You know, if you can kind of change everything around that siding, that might be enough to make her feel better about it. So we're talking about things like the shutters, maybe replacing the front door, different landscaping, but I would not paint that vinyl siding unless there really was a good reason. And just changing the color to me is not a strong enough, you know, approach to it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I don't really want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to be the bad guy. I'm a single mom. I'm constantly the bad guy in my house. I never get to be the good cop. I'm always the bad cop. So just blame me. Yeah, and I would think with siding, if you do end up painting the siding, it's probably going to only last about 5 to 6 years. So you definitely don't want to get into this project.
Hey, I appreciate it.
All right. Well, you are welcome. Good luck with your wife. Tell her, you know, I'm the bad guy. She can totally call me. I get yelled at by my kids. It's fine. Just add somebody else to give me a hard time about something. But truly, I think there's ways you can sort of just update some things to make the house feel fresher and maybe make her fall in love with it again.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome.
Barbara from Rhode Island is on the line, Leslie, and she has some funny noises going on with her toilet. What's going on there?
I have a half bathroom in my upstairs. It consists of the toilet and a small sink. And for the last few months, when we flush the toilet, we get like a bubble sound, and it will flush, but it doesn't take like the paper. We looked in the tank and it is right up to the level of the water. The chain is right where the flap opens up and then it will close and it will fill. So it's kind of like we have to flush it twice in order to actually get the paper to go down.
All right. Well, the fact that you're getting this gurgling sound sounds like a venting issue, like something is obstructed with the venting. And that's where the air goes back into the system. Now, there's a vertical pipe that goes from the back of the plumbing connection up through the roof. And when that's starving for air, you kind of get this gulping sound that happens. So it could be that there's a partial obstruction somewhere in that drain line itself. Have you tried to clear that toilet just to make sure that nothing was in there?
Yes, my husband did take a plunger, and he used it, and it didn't seem to help.
All right, Barbara. Well, it's good that he tried the plunger, but that might not actually work if there's the obstruction. It can happen, you know, it can work like if it's sort of a larger mass, but if something's gotten in there, like maybe a kid's toy or something that's just stuck in the drain in a way that it's not going to sort of plunge in or out, you know, a toilet auger is really the only thing that's going to work. And it's like a 2-foot-long toilet snake. And what it does is it actually goes into that trap part of the toilet, which is where most of those obstructions sort of sit. Now, it's a very inexpensive tool. You could buy one at a home center for like 10 or 20 bucks. And if you do use that toilet auger, you're definitely going to clean out that entire bowl and the trap that's attached to it, because the trap is just that. It's a narrow portion where the waste has to flow up and over in order to drain out. And if you get waste that builds up in there, it's just not going to happen.
Okay. All right. So we'll try that. And if that doesn't work, you mentioned about the pipe coming out the roof.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, I would contact somebody like a plumber at this point or a drain cleaning service, because you've basically done as much as you possibly can to sort of remedy the situation, but they have other steps that they can be doing as pros.
Well, thank you so much. Hopefully the auger will solve the problem.
All right, well, good luck with that project, and thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. For many of you, making your homes a greener environment, you're probably investing in green building materials and supplies to use around the house. But how do you know what that product you're using is actually doing to be green? You know, there are some important factors that you need to be considering, so stick around. Gets warmer, you're going to want to spend more time outside enjoying your porch or patio. The Money Pit and Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, have put together the ultimate porch and patio makeover sweepstakes. Now through June 9th, you can enter to win amazing, easy-to-use DIY products from Deich Coatings that will transform your porch, patio, or any concrete surface into an attractive surface that will last for years. It's so easy to enter. Just visit moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter daily now through June 9th. Two grand prize winners will each receive about $1,000 in Deich Coatings products, everything needed to refresh 200 square feet of concrete space. Choose a decorative surface of spread rock granite stone coating, track safe anti-slip color coat, or roller rock rollable stone coating, and also get a final coating of track safe anti-slip sealer to create a gorgeous new space in your home. 20 runner-up winners will each receive Deich Coatings' newest product, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Kit, valued at $150. Enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Good luck, everybody. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I am Leslie Segretti. You're probably very far into a home improvement project right now, and you're stopping to sort of enjoy maybe a glass of lemonade and just listen to some good home improvement advice. Mm. You know, with spring in full swing, sunglasses become a go-to accessory for those outdoor projects. And if you're like me, your inside glasses magically become sunglasses, and boy, do they get dirty. I feel like I am always cleaning my glasses, or at least always looking through smudged lenses. But there's no reason for you to be shelling out dough for a glasses cleaner. All you need to do is pour a small amount of rubbing alcohol into a 1-ounce bottle, fill it with water, add 4 drops of liquid detergent, and simply shake it, and you are good to go. Now, I will use my T-shirt with this fluid to sort of clean my glasses. I know it's bad.
Optometrists everywhere going, no. Or they might be going, yeah, you'll be buying more lenses.
More glasses. But, I mean, definitely, this is a great way. You should, of course, be using those microfiber fabrics and things that aren't going to scratch your lenses. But we're outside. We're working on projects. It's just, I just need to clean my glasses, Jim. Don't give me a hard time.
I feel you.
But definitely, this is a great little product that you can build out of stuff you've already got in your home to clean your glasses so you can get right back to those projects. And don't forget, guys, enter our porch and patio makeover sweepstakes now through June 9th. We are giving away $5,000 in Deich Coatings product. You can learn more and you can enter daily at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. We've got 2 grand prize winners, but we've also got 20 runner-ups who are each going to receive about $150 worth of product. It's the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Kit. That's for the runner-ups.
Cool.
So definitely a great place to get some awesome prizes. Enter every day. Enter as much as you want at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Jim, who's on the line?
Leslie, let's have a chat with Carl right now, who's calling in from Michigan with a question about air conditioning. What's going on, Carl?
Notice my HVAC guy, he just told me they're changing the refrigerant to another gas, and he said it's slightly flammable. He is not real happy about this, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but he said he just don't think it's a real good idea, and he said he might have to get new tools, and I read a little bit about it on the internet, but they pretty much said the same thing, and I don't know why. I think it's all government stuff. So do you know, you are aware, or do you know anything about this stuff?
Yeah, well, actually, that standard kind of changed in January of 2023, so it's been out for a little bit, and it's called the R454B, and that's basically the new refrigerant that's replaced Freon. It's much more environmentally friendly, and I haven't really heard any reports of dangers, although I'm sure there's a lot of HVAC guys out there that, you know, have to change tools, they don't like it, they don't want to change their practices, and so it's kind of like a sorry, not sorry. They're coming up with stories to maybe make it so that it's not the best thing leading towards change, but they have studied this product a lot, and I'll tell you, it's very hard because it's very difficult to find Freon today if you have an older system and it needs a repair. So if you're still on that old coolant, it's going to be hard to get those repairs done. So more people are going to be opting to not repair but replace those HVAC systems and, you know, have that new Freon to go away with it and go with something with the new R454 version. So, I mean, it's still a very effective coolant. It's just more environmentally friendly.
They're just trying to get them educated on all this stuff, and that's what he told me. And then I just wonder too, Mike, I got a Carrier air conditioner. It's going to be 13 years old in June. I just wonder if I should replace it or try. Somebody told me it should get 20 years out of it. You think
20 years on a window unit? I don't know that I've ever known anybody to go more than like 8 to 10 years with a window unit without replacing it or giving it to somebody or just abandoning it on the side of the road.
Which we opt not to do. Our legal team is instructed to tell you that you do not do that.
Correct. Thank you, legal side, Jim. But truly, I mean, I feel like people just abandon window unit air conditioners, so there's always something newer and better. But, I mean, I think if you're going for a new window unit, you're going to look for something that's more environmentally friendly, one that has a compliant refrigerant, lots of different things out there. So you've got a lot of choices. I mean, you can continue with the system that you have until they're not able to replace the coolant, but let's hope that doesn't happen on the hottest day of the year, and then you're undergoing a major repair. Thanks so much for calling. Well, green home improvement options seem to be multiplying lately, and it isn't always clear how much you're helping the planet or yourself with the choices that you're making. Now, you see the signs all over the stores kind of presenting you with the options that are meant to make you feel good about the choices you are making. Organic, healthy, these are words that you see, and they're finding their way into every corner of the supermarket. And building products and fixtures are having the same sort of movement here, and they can be easy.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
During and after the installation, I swear that bed that I just put in my son's room, I took it out of the packaging a week before I put it together. I let it sit. I had the windows open, and I swear it still smells odd. So who knows what the heck is being used in the process of ordering these pieces of furniture. You also want to think about what happens to that product when there's no longer use for it. And that's a factor in determining the greenness as well, because just as there are benefits to selecting a product made from sustainable ingredients, you need to know that those ingredients can be recycled or reclaimed or repurposed when that product's time is over with you. All right, well, hopefully that helps you on your way to a green environmental project in your home.
Okay, Leslie, let's go to Pennsylvania. We've got Macy on the line who would like some advice for starting a bathroom remodel. How can we help you out today, Macy?
Trying to do a bathroom remodel and would like to see who you recommend in the Grayson County area. Should I use a construction company or a remodeling business?
All right. Well, Macy, if you're going to be remodeling a bathroom, there's one thing that you want to look for in a contractor, and that's experience. I mean, you take that room out of commission, and especially if it goes on longer than you're expecting that bathroom to be out of use, things are going to go south super quickly, and you either have to become, like, very good friends with your neighbors or, like, happen to have, like, a gas station or a sandwich place nearby that's not going to mind you going in there.
A big bucket.
gross. So it's really going to get inconvenient. So you want to look for a construction company or a modeling company, that pro that really is experienced in remodeling bathrooms. They're hard spaces to work in because generally they can be small and they've got to be done efficiently. So what I would do first is figure out what is in my project. You know, am I using tile? Am I replacing all the fixtures? You know, all of the things that you want, and kind of pick out everything so you have this library of stuff that you want to use. The tile, the shower heads, the faucets, the sinks, the toilet, everything else. And then kind of figure out what you want and kind of commit to it. And then when you call in the remodeling company or those contractors, you can say, these are the things I want. This tub, this shower head, this shower surround, whatever the things are that's going into your project, This way they know, okay, I'm going to bid on X, Y, and Z. So you get that bid from contractor one. Contractor two says, okay, you want X, Y, and Z. They're all bidding on the same thing. They're all giving you comparable bids because one person's not like, well, I like this toilet, whereas the other person's like, well, I'm going to use this one. You want to make sure everybody's bidding on the exact same thing so you truly can compare what those are. And then don't forget, ask for references. Call the people up. Shoot them an email. Whatever it is that you want to communicate, whatever method, find out how did the project go. Was it messy? Was it finished on time? Do you like how it looked? Does everything work okay? All of that stuff. And then you can make an educated choice. Do that homework. And remember, the most expensive person might not always be the best. The cheapest guy might not be the worst. It's just you got to take a look at all of the things, but those references are going to be key to helping you get it over and really decide what's up. All right, good luck with that. I'm so envious. Having one bathroom, all I dream about is having a new bathroom. And I just don't see how I can make it work with four boys in the house all the time.
Ugh.
Yeah, and they're pretty gross. So good luck with your bathroom. All right, thanks so much for joining us this hour. When we come back, Angie Hicks from Angie.com will be here to help us transform our homes from winter to spring with some fresh maintenance and tidying tips. That's coming up next.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
A new poll commissioned by National Taxpayers Union, or NTU, affirms that voters, especially Republicans and swing district constituents, are worried about the impact of rising taxes. Pete Sepp is NTU's president.
Americans are deeply concerned about the economy, and higher taxes on businesses and families will only make the economy worse. In our new polling, 4 in 5 say that higher taxes next year would make essentials like groceries harder to afford. What's more, 9 in 10 of the Republicans in our poll want Congress to quickly extend the Trump tax cuts. These voters are counting on lawmakers to act. Letting the current tax cuts expire would devastate families, killing millions of jobs. We polled voters in key battleground districts and found that a strong majority want these tax cuts extended.
Learn more at ntu.org.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers, to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, America's most trusted roofer. RoofMax has saved nearly 80,000 homeowners from the mess, hassles, and high cost of a roof replacement. With a 4.9 rating and over 15,000 reviews, don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax.com.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, joining us this hour, we have a great friend of the Money Pit, Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And Angie is filled with tons of great ideas about smart spring maintenance tips for all of us homeowners out there that will help you avoid those midsummer HVAC meltdowns and help you catch the small issues before they become big problems. So, Angie, welcome to the Money Pit.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be back, Leslie.
We're so happy for you to join us. I know this is sort of like the big rush to clean up and freshen up and get your house sort of in tip-top shape for the summer season ahead, and it's really just so we can enjoy our money pits more. But what is like the number one thing that we should be doing so that we find ourselves in great shape for the summertime?
Well, the first thing I would tackle is having your air conditioner tuned up. Our heating and cooling systems are the largest user of energy in our house, so getting that in good condition so it's running efficiently is going to save you money every month and also should hopefully keep your air conditioner from going kaput in the middle of the heat wave this summer.
Yeah, and then that's, of course, the hardest time to get a contractor in to actually make any repairs. And then, you know, when you're super hot and miserable, so is everyone else.
Right.
Now, I feel like spring is always the time that we start making sure things are getting cleaned up and clearing out the debris. What can we kind of do to make sure that we're going to be in a good position come like landscaping time?
I start with the roof. Check the roof. Look for loose shingles, anything that looks askew, because you want to be ready, you know, as the spring storms and the summer storms come through. You want to be ready for that. Get those fixed if you need to. If you haven't cleaned your gutters recently, that's another good item to stick on the spring to-do list because we really want that water rolling away from our house. We don't want it pooling around the foundation because it can lead to basement flooding, things like that. That way you can get your gutters and your downspouts in place before you start doing mulch, get those in good condition. And then I look to the grass from there.
What is the rule of thumb with mulch? I always feel like you don't want to put it on too early. I use Mother's Day kind of as like the markation of when I can plant and mulch and things like that.
So I always want to mulch in April, but then I'm like, I forget how much debris it created with spring trees.
Yeah.
And then by Mother's Day, you're like, ooh, my flower beds aren't as pretty as they were a couple weeks ago.
All right, good. What else can we be doing around the yard?
Now's the time to be fertilizing the grass, aerate the lawn, and then get the mower tuned up so that you're ready to make it through the summer mowing on a regular basis.
All right. I love that. Now, I always do a big clean out inside as well. I find this is the time I kind of go through the closets and go through any clothing that we're not wearing anymore as a family, make donations. But what are some of the more heavy lift cleaning things we should be doing inside? And please say I only have to do them once a year.
Well, the things that I stick on the list for spring that maybe you're not thinking about are cleaning appliances. So your washing machine, your dryer, your refrigerator. That's good to run a cycle of your washing machine with a little vinegar instead of detergent. That's going to help to get rid of that mildewy smell you sometimes get in your washing machine over time. And then on your dryer, you want to have that dryer vent cleaned, and because that's going to make it run more efficiently, so you're not running two cycles to dry that load of towels, and it'll also reduce your fire hazard. And then on the refrigerator, it just can be a dust collector. So pull the refrigerator out, sweep behind it, make sure the vents are clear on the refrigerator, especially if you have pets. That could be a great trap for pet hair.
Oh, I never thought about the pet hair going back there.
The pet hair, that's where it hides.
Oh, well, that's amazing. So, I mean, you're always full of such great advice. Explain to folks what Angie is. I mean, we've known you to just be such a tremendous helper of homeowners everywhere, but for folks who aren't familiar, how can they best take advantage of what Angie has to offer?
Sure. Angie, we've been around for 30 years. You might also remember us as Angie's List. And so we can help you find top-rated contractors in your area if you're hiring for some of these projects. If you go to Angie.com, you can also find our full spring checklist as well as our cost guides, which can help you with budgeting, which I think is really important because I think sometimes people can feel overwhelmed, right? You're like, I've got so much to do. Even in your spring checklist, don't try to do your whole spring checklist in one weekend. You know, do a couple of hours here, a couple of hours there. But planning and budgeting so that you're not surprised, I think is super important, and those cost guides can come in handy for that.
And what about these pros that you're referring? We trust them, we're vetting people, because that's always, you know, so tricky. You want to make sure you're finding the right person.
That's right. So we collect reviews on the pros from homeowners who have actually used them, so you can see what their rating is. You know, we ask them to affirm their licensure, and, you know, just making sure that they are experienced in what you need to have done, you know, 500 different tasks. So it's really anything you can dream up around the house, we probably have a pro on Angie that can help you.
And you can read all their reviews so you know exactly what you're getting into.
Exactly.
I love it. Angie, you're always so helpful to us, and Angie.com is so helpful to everyone. So thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. You can check out Angie at Angie.com and find a pro to help you get all of your projects done.
Thank you. It was good to catch up.
Angie Hicks, it is always so great when you are able to sit in here at the Money Pit. Thank you so much for joining us and teaching us a few things. Coming up, is your child's room space challenged? Well, I just did this for my son who grew 7 inches and is almost off to college. Yikes. When did all of this happen? We've got some tips, though, to help you design a room that can change with your kids next. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you.
It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large-capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. So much to tackle around your Money Pit each and every weekend. You're probably tackling those projects in between the kids' sporting events and everything. Well, what projects are you guys working on to round out that spring to-do list this weekend? Whatever they are, let's plan them out together. You know, sometimes a fresh perspective gets you to that finish line. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT so we can help. Jim, let's get to the phones.
We've got Greg with a flooring quandary. Let's see if we can help him out. Greg, what's happening?
I'm trying to cover 6,000 square feet of concrete flooring with an epoxy coating. I'm not sure which way to go with that.
Yeah, Greg, I mean, that is a fairly straightforward process. When you want to put an epoxy coat in on a concrete floor, that's a perfect application for it. It does a great job of sealing it and protecting it and giving you a good-looking, attractive surface. Now, first, Greg, I would say if you have any areas of, you know, that need repair or aren't level, you want to make sure that you level out those areas. There are sort of floor leveling compounds that you can find at your home center that many of them are even self-leveling. So as you...
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Lost count, but we've got some easy decor tips here that can help you design a room that can change as fast as your kids do. First of all, you always want to plan spaces that can grow with your child, and that includes everything from choosing a color palette that can serve as a long-term backdrop for their ever-changing tastes and interests, and buying better furniture pieces that can stand up to these changes. Next, you want to think about smart storage. You know, storage has perhaps the biggest impact on the design of a kid's space,
as it not only gives you the room you need to hide all their stuff, but it also frees up floor space for activity zones in the room design. That storage, though, needs to be flexible for their changing needs. Now, a closet is always a great spot to find some storage if that closet is organized. You can refit or expand that closet with some smart organizers, bi-level clothing rods, some drawers. Even a tiny closet can be adapted to get some more storage. You just kind of have to figure out the right solution for the space. And finally, you want to be on the lookout for opportunities to create two-for-one solutions. Like, think a window seat. It's a great place to sit, but you could build it into storage, you know, a top that opens, and you can put some stuff inside. So you have to kind of think of these projects or these areas that can work double duty. If you want some more tips, you can check out our post, Create a Kid's Room That Will Grow With Your Child, on MoneyPit.com. Jim, let's get to the next caller.
Heading out to Kansas now, we've got Brenda on the line with the Money Pit. What's going on at your house, Brenda?
Hi. Well, it's going to fall in.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Well, we have the house was built in about 1908, and the basement walls were poured concrete, and they're starting to crumble. I mean, significantly, like, you know, 2 to 4 inches in some spots. The problem is we can't lift the house because it's made of like Hadite blocks that were like with decorative front on them. So the whole thing's block and we can't, I mean, it's just way too heavy to lift. So I'm trying to figure out how to repair the walls or replace them or add structural something to them. I don't know.
All right, so this really isn't something that you can figure out. You don't have the experience, and quite frankly, nor do 90% of the contractors that you'd be calling to ask this question. If you've got walls that are in bad shape, you really need to go to a structural engineer, and that's really critical for a bunch of reasons. First of all, that structural engineer is going to know exactly what kind of repair to prescribe for what's going on at your house, okay? Or they're going to make a report and they're going to have details, you know, words, drawings, what this repair has got to look like. And once you have that specification, that true fix to what's going on at your own home, then you can go and talk to the contractors who will execute that plan that that structural engineer has sort of created for you. But most importantly, when you are dealing with a structural issue like this, you also need that structural engineer to come back after the repair is done and say, yep, that was done correctly. We have no more cause for concern, because at some point you're going to want to sell your house. And that engineering report and the inspections that follow that repair are going to sort of give you a pedigree of everything that's going on with the home. You know, we've seen these repairs done badly before, and we've seen them done really well. And it's usually because people try to skip that step of working with that structural engineer. It really is important that you have that design professional when you have walls that are sagging a couple of inches, like the way you describe it, because it truly is beyond the scope of what any contractor should be trusted to design themselves, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, you are so welcome. Good luck with that project. It's going to be a big one. Thanks so much again for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Coming up, learn the one thing you should do after you buy a house, but before you move anything in. Find out what that is in just a bit, right here on the Money Pit.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Tapo is a smart home brand with more than 16 million users globally, providing reliable smart home devices and accessories. The company was founded with the goal of providing the benefits of a smart home, but at an affordable cost. And so when it comes to home security and performance, convenience and cost, you may want to check out the Tapo C425 from TP-Link. This home security system has 2K video, color night vision, flexible installation with the weatherproof magnetic base, smart AI detection to differentiate between people, cars, and animals, and get this, it's wireless and has a battery life of up to 300 days, and you can control the C425 with the easy-to-use Tapo app. Home security has never been easier or more convenient. Check out the Tapo line of products, that's T-A-P-O, at tp-link.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.